Earth and Sky.
I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Claire Jantz, who studies urban sprawl, thinks it's important to increase the density of newly developed urban neighborhoods.
Jantz, who's at Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania, uses a computer model called Sleuth to replicate patterns of past development from satellite images and make predictions about how development will look in the years ahead.
Jantz has predicted that the rate of urban and suburban development in the Washington-Baltimore area will double over the next 30 years. Jantz says streams in the area will suffer for pollution heavy enough to seriously damage the delicate ecosystem of nearby Chesapeake Bay.
There's actually all kinds of stuff that will go into a stream when land is developed. With residential development, another pollutant source would be from things like fertilizers. So as you're putting fertilizers onto your lawn, some of those fertilizers will run off into the stream systems, and that fertilizes the stream system.
But Jantz said increasing the density of new urban development could help prevent more urban sprawl and its effects.
We're exploring policies that would encourage cluster development, more intense development in places where there's already infrastructure that exists for that development.
Cluster development, Jantz said, could spare more wetlands and forests while being able to house the same number of people. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.